Proverbs, chapter 13. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer has never listened to rebuke. From the fruit of his speech a person eats good things, but the treacherous desire the fruit of violence. The one who guards his words guards his life, whoever is talkative will come to ruin. The appetite of the sluggard craves, begets nothing, but the desire of the diligent will be abundantly satisfied. The righteous person will reject anything false, but the wicked person will act in shameful disgrace. Righteousness guards the one who lives with integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is one who pretends to be rich, and yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, and yet possesses great wealth. The ransom of a person's life is his wealth, thus the poor person has never heard a threat. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. With pride comes only contention, but wisdom is with the well-advised. Wealth gained quickly will dwindle away, but the one who gathers it little by little will become rich. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is like a tree of life. The one who despises instruction will pay the penalty, but whoever esteems direction will be rewarded. Instruction from the wise is like a life-giving fountain to turn a person from deadly snares. Keen insight wins favor, but the conduct of the treacherous ends in destruction. Every shrewd person acts with knowledge, but a fool displays his folly. An unreliable messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful envoy brings healing. The one who neglects discipline ends up in poverty and shame, but the one who accepts reproof is honored. A desire fulfilled will be sweet to the soul, but fools abhor turning away from evil. The one who associates with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Calamity pursues sinners, but prosperity rewards the righteous. A good person leaves an inheritance for his grandchildren, but the wealth of a sinner is stored up for the righteous. Abundant food may come from the field of the poor, but it is swept away by injustice. The one who spares his rod hates his child, but the one who loves his child is diligent in disciplining him. The righteous has enough food to satisfy his appetite, but the belly of the wicked will be empty.